We're holding Pasuk Tesvav, Perek Dalet. Pasuk Tesvav.
That's the Bima.
So just to go back, Pasuk Yedalet. Bo'irach Rishaim Al Tavo. Don't go, don't come into the pathway of the Rishoyim, Ba'al Te'asheh B'derech Ra'im, and don't praise way of the Ro'im. We saw the Gro, it's Mechalik between Rishoyim and Ro'im. The Rishoyim is Bin Adam La'amokim, and Ro'im is Bin Adam La'chaveri. Now, our Pasuk Tazvav, Pira Ehu Al Ta'avor Boy. That means, like, the Pira means to be Mevatel that Derech. Don't pass in it. Stay me'olav va'avar. Turn away from it and pass. We'll have to see the details of this perush. That's why I'm careful with the translation. I didn't want to translate too much. Just kind of translate the literal. But we'll see the grow the way he learns up the pasuk.
Al tavar bo'z, don't pass through it. Va'avar is pass around it.
Right. Okay. So pira'eyu al tavar bo'y, says the goyin. Ki odom horoitze lishbar tavosai. This is a very, very big yisoy. Yeah, if a person wants to be shaver his taiva, you want to break the taiva, e'ef shalik fights, take it for lechaz miyad, it's a katzea acharoin, vahipuch shal yorogil. You can't jump. You go to the extreme, to the opposite extreme, from what you're used to, is a very big mistake. El yisrachik ma'at ma'at. You got to go slow. Until you get to that opposite extreme, then you'll break his taiva fully because you've already been, you've gone slow till the other extreme. Until then, you'll be able to, once you've broken your taiva, you're able to pull back now and go in the middle derech, the way the Rambam says, which is called the derech hayosher, the path of the yosher, straight.
So even though the Malachas go to the extreme,
you could make the mistake from understanding in the Rambam that when you want to break your teva, you want to break your midas and break your, you go to the opposite extreme, and then you finished. You know, you've broken through, you've conquered it. Now you can come back to the mid derech. That's what seems in the Rambam. Says the guy, you have to know that when you're doing this avodah of going to the extreme, it's not a, you know, from today to tomorrow thing where you just jump to the opposite extreme. Adrabah, you go slowly, 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 slowly until you build yourself, you know, it's not even build it, until you get used to yourself, right, with the slow process of getting further and further away from your old habit, from your old taiva, until you go to the opposite extreme where you're completely mitnazer, you know, you're completely separated from the old thing that you were doing to the extreme. And then when you get there and you're able to do that for a while, you've now broken your taiva, and now you can, you know, you've detoxed yourself, so to say, from that taiva, and you can now live in the regular derech hayosha, which is the ideal, the mid path, not to any extreme.
Even though you've been in the middle of the path already.
Even though you've been there.
You pass through it.
But
can't stop in the middle.
Right, but when you passed, it wasn't yet, it wasn't there, a part of you. You hadn't yet broken through. So this is very important. The Goyin later on in the Sefer says something which is very chashuv. We're not going to learn the whole piece, but just what the line that's pertinent to what we need. On Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. So, towards the end of the perush, he writes, "Loik ele bale taiva." You see it towards the end of the perush. It's a very long perush. Chav Dalet Lamed Aleph. Yeah, all the way at the end. "Loik ele bale taiva hamis anim va taiva misgaber yaiser." Not like those bale taiva who fast. Right? What better way to break your taiva? And then what happens? The taiva becomes even more powerful than it was before. You need to be very, very smart. You need to use a lot of, wisdom, a lot of even trickery to trick your Yetzer, to be able to know how to harness it and work against it and break it. It takes chachma, and that's the aside that the Goyen is really also saying over here in Perek Dal Pasuk Tesvav in our pasuk. Is that if you go too quick, right? You start fasting after, you know, yesterday you had a 15-course high-end restaurant, and you came out in a wheelchair because you couldn't walk, and now you're all right. That's it. I'm doing tshuva. I'm going to start fasting every day. I'm not going to eat. Yeah, you're going to bust very quick. And the point is to make it worse. Exactly. It's busting means. Not just that you're going to go back to what you were, you're going to even be a bigger Baal Taiva.
The Chos Chaim would say over the biggest, the most laziest people, the laziest people in the world were the retired soldiers for the Russian army.
Uh-huh.
So he was married.
Because they were overworked.
If the 25 years, they were the biggest reason in the world.
Mm.
So he said, like this guy. He said, for 25 years, they were waiting to get to the tanner or whatever they were, to the pub. 25 years of being discovered, like that, they can't wait to get to the,
right.
They can't wait to get to the tavern.
Right. So this is a major. I can't, state. I can't overstate how major this grows. I mean, he's mamish telling us the aside of how to work, how to be shavir taiva is. You do, and we've spoken about this in the past, but this is Mamish, where the Gra writes this, is that you have to work in very, very small increments. You go slowly but surely, and then you'll be Matzliach. Because that's the Teva. Our Teva is we're able to get used to very small changes. And that we can make, you see I'll just give you a mashal, right? If you get into whatever, everyone has their own level of hot or cold showers that they can withstand. Yeah, take you go into, it's too hot or too cold, but and then you change it, right? But then over the course of showers, your body gets used to the temperature. You're able to get to that level that at the first second you couldn't stand, both on cold and hot, because your body adjusts to the temperature. It's the same thing in Ruchnius. Your body has to adjust to the steps you've taken in Ruchnius. You can break a meter. You can certainly get to that opposite extreme. You can get the boiling hot water or the freezing cold water, but you got to build up to it. And that's what. And if you don't, then you're going to be traumatized, so to say, spiritually traumatized, that you're going to need that taiva even more. It's going to be even more. It's a total backlash. So highlight this one in yellow. Yeah.
Why is that true?
Why is what true?
Our body can't take a mechayev.
A mechayev?
I'm not going to eat now for the rest of my life. Meat. Boom.
Oh, that's because when you're doing something that's a steer to you, right? When you're living in a contradiction, in other words, you're forcing yourself to do something which is an extreme to what you really want. So your mind is really always wanting that thing. You'll spend the whole day
even
fasting.
If he's holding seicheldik that he wants it. If he's not,
seicheldik, he knows in the logical sense, so to say, he knows that this is, he needs to get off of this habit, whatever it is. He needs to get off his taiva. And therefore he goes to the opposite extreme. But he's not there yet. And if he's not there yet, what happens is, there becomes a milchama, so to say, between his pnimius and his chitzenius, where his pnimius is still itching for that taiva, and his chitzenius is not allowing him to have it, because he's not doing it. And
why won't he change the pnimius?
The doctor says if you need, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
So stop eating.
What happened? That's actually. It's a good example. I would say. Slightly different, yeah? We know that after the Holocaust, right? So many, many, many people died because they brought them good meat, they brought them good food, and their bodies couldn't handle it yet. You don't have you don't have the capabilities to handle. So basically, it's like trying to bring in an or that's way past the kli that you have, right? Your midas are kalim. That's what a mida is. And if you're trying to bring in an or, right, a light, which is, what's the light? The light is, okay, I'm separating myself, I'm going to fast, which means I'm going to be a spiritual person, I'm non-physical. I'm going to now spend my days as a non-physical being, just basking in the light of God. That's like I'm going to do that. But lemaisa, your midas are not holding there, your kalim are not holding there. So your kalim are just begging at all times, give me that burger. I just give me that burger. It's just nonstop. It's really what's pounding away. I sometimes see certain people that take on Shmiras HaNayim in very creative ways. They're not so creative because usually they just saw somebody else do it, and then they say, "Oh, that's really cool. I'm going to do that too." So you'll have people that I don't want to be too specific, but you know, they do it in very, very obvious ways. You know, they'll walk in the street where they're completely covered and they can't, and their eyes don't see anything. You know, they'll walk with a talus in the street, and you know, they're not. So, I will say you have to always be down the kafskos whenever you see somebody acting in an extreme way. We have to always be down the kafskos that for whatever reason, you know, maybe they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. At the same time, we should realize that we should not be doing that because that's meshuga, right? But that
great mikabalah,
huh? That's what I'm saying. So on the great mikabalah, right? They do it. So they're holding their fine. That's great. But if you know, it's like the guy who stopped kissing his kids, right? And he mentioned it to his rebbe, whatever. I don't remember the details of the story. And he said, why? And the kids obviously. I don't remember the details of the story, or the going off or whatever. Like, why'd you stop kissing your kids? He said, because I read that the goyin didn't kiss his kids. The groa didn't kiss his kids, so I'm not going to kiss my kids. Yeah. Do you do the other stuff that the groa did? Did you learn? Do you do anything that the groa, you know? No. So if you're not holding there and you take on this hanhaga, right, whatever, I'm not getting into the why the goyin, you know, the goyin's idea was, you know, there's a halacha in the shul, for example, that Ramah brings, right, that you're not allowed to kiss your kids in the shul, because in the shul you have to show all your ava has to be completely geared only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and kissing your kids is an act of love, which is a physical human love, which is good, but not in the shul. That's not the place. So probably, I don't know if you know, but probably that was the groz mahalach, was he was always living in a shul. I'm saying he was always living in that love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that for him it was inappropriate even to kiss his kids. I presume that was what was behind the groz malach. But if you're not living at that state where you're in a shul all the time, I'm saying
kisses his hamburger.
Huh?
You gotta kiss his hamburger.
Right, kiss his hamburger, but he won't kiss the kids. Exactly. So therefore it's just not gonna hold. I'm just saying we see in the like with the example from the Holocaust of feeding, you know, we see that's the shower. That's the way the body works. The body takes time to adjust to its new surroundings, its new stimuli, whatever it is. The same, whatever we see that goes on in Gashmias is always a kli for us to understand how to work in Ruchnias. So if that's the way, we have to work in Gashmias. We have to let our bodies get regulated to a new situation, right? Same thing with working out. Like I use this example many times, right? If a guy works out, you know, and he tries to do, he hasn't moved, he's been sitting on the couch for the last 10 years. That's it, I gotta start doing something. He goes jogging for a half hour, does 100 push-ups, he could kill himself. Like, you know, I don't think he'll actually get the 100, but you know, maybe, you know, he'll try 5 and he's dying already. But you can't do it just doesn't. And then he's not going to work out for the next year either, you know, at least, because he's gonna be in so much pain. He overdid it, but you build yourself up. It's the same thing in Ruchnias. You have to build yourself up to withstand that new level that you're trying to usher in.
Kass, you'll also say that? Someone's a Kassan.
Yeah, I would also say
so
that. Not only that, you know, sometimes I even, you know, I'm not going to say details, but there was somebody that I knew that had two bosses. And you know, they were partners in the company. And this person said, you know, one boss is like very cordial, very nice, but very, very quiet, very like, very quiet and calm, like. And when something goes wrong, whatever, he doesn't really like react. He's like very, you know, like some regular daily things. And the other boss is like, just like, he's very unpleasant, you know, like very, you know. So I told this person, if I were you, I'd worry about the calm boss. Because what meant calm? But it was an unusual calm. In other words, it was more like a certain sternness where no screaming, no vocal, yeah. But, and this is indeed what happened, something did get that person, you know, the better of that person. He went berserk beyond belief, way worse than the other guy. And it's very simple, because what happens is that some people have different personalities, right? But the guy who's always screaming, it's not pleasant, it's wrong. Yeah, you got to work on that. It's not, you can destroy everything around you, your family, yourself for sure, but you know, your workplace, etc., etc. But at the end of the day, at least you're getting it out of your system. It's not building up. The guy who beets him, now not everyone that's calm, does that mean that, you know, you've got to be careful? Oh no, he's too calm, I'm getting away from this guy, he's going to blow up any second. Not everyone. But certain times you could see on the person. I happen to have seen this person, and I was like, I sensed that the calmness was not such a natural situation. And basically it's like it's pressure cooking inside, and when that pressure gets to, you know, pop point, it's an explosion. It's an atomic explosion. It's just not. So that's the vart is that you have to.
We're talking about someone that walks on the wheel. Let's say something game goes in.
Yeah.
Got this whole muscle spiel. Oh. Next time someone's like, he just keeps like that, tense, like strong hold on his meadows.
Okay, so working is a very good question. So let's say that's a good question, right? So how would a person work on kas? Right? So if the person decides, okay, that's it. I'm never going to be over the mid of kas, you know, just never. I'm going to fight it and battle whatever.
Right, in a mature way. Like, he popped his insurance, he did the whole thing, he did all his homework, he knows what triggers him, and he knows where he had a whole set, and I'm just like, oh, jump in the lake and hope nothing lands.
No, one second. So if he's done so much work,
where right, never did it slowly. He never did, like, okay, so only ran something this amount of cost.
It's not going to hold. It's not going to hold such a thing, because if it takes time to break a mida, takes time. It's not an intellectual, it's not merely an intellectual thing. Right? It's like you're saying, yeah, each time he's going to have to be kleivish. So what I would suggest is, you know, which I think what the Goyen would be suggesting is that you plan which things you're going to, you know, or how often, or how, you know, they're giving yourself a little bit of breathing room, so to say, to let the kas yes go and work on it. It could be done in different ways. It could be done in situational, you know, where, okay, with my kids and I'm going to control myself, with my friends I'm not working on that yet, you know, whatever, like, you know, or it could be the opposite. You could take the easier thing first, and then, you know, the it looks like everything's that way is more mahalik. Okay. Yeah.
One kid.
Huh?
One kid.
Easy. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, they might sense that. Oh,
that's, wouldn't suggest that. Yeah.
It's not going to suggest that.
Yeah.
You tell
them in advance, guys, we're making a rotation. This week you're going to be my carbon, next week he's going to be my carbon, and because that is actually something that you have to take that into account as well, is that that's why I would be more it has to be very, very slow, because what happens is if you're working too hard and something that you're not, your nefesh is not holding there yet. So let's say you let your, I'm just taking this joke example, but I'm using it because it'll express it well, right? Let's say you're gonna have one kid I'm gonna allow myself to get angry at still, right? All your anger is gonna end up on him. It's not a vart that you're just gonna get angry at him. You're gonna put to him all the anger, not just to do with him, but to do with everything else going on in your life. It's all gonna be mitnakez to that one place. Because again, you're not holding there, so it's pent up anger that's just going to burst. And that's obviously extremely, extremely dangerous. So that's if you do it in small steps, you're going to regulate yourself. You're gonna get there in a way that it's not gonna be a milchama anymore. So it's gonna be a part of you. So you have to make that milchama a very, very small milchama, and you more and more, and it'll go quick. You know, I always say it's like growth is exponential. Growth is exponential. You know, when you have to realize that when you're shaver amida, and you make yourself more ruchniyistic, and the vart is that now you can accept more or. Now when there's more or of the Ein Sof, more or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more neshama that's coming into you, it's mezachich, it's purifying your whole essence, your whole, right, the whole persona, and then that is going to allow you to do more mitzvahs and bring more or. And so you're going to always have an exponential amount of growth, because there's like this mitzvah gereris mitzvah, if you want to say it like that, phenomenon that's going to allow and make it easier. So you'll be growing in bigger steps. But as far as molchama goes, as far as shvius ataiva goes, that you got shvius amidus, you have to go slow. So that's what the Gros says now. Just let's see how he's mafarish the pasuk. That's his yisoid. This is his yisoid. Vezel mitchila pra'eil. So that's why the pasuk says first pra'eil. Be mevatel the derech. Like prayo is like a lashon of like to break it open. Shetafer milios lechazeis the derech, that you'll break it from like from being for you the derech, right? Like okay, I'm not using this derech anymore. V'charkach al tavor boy b'mikre, and then don't pass through it even by chance. And then turn away from Allah. What does it mean to turn away? May Allah. Then turn away from even things that are surrounding it, that are next to it. Like we find the pasuk says that there were three people that were standing Allah by Avraham Avinu, right? And the Mefarshim explained that means Samuchloi. Olav can mean Samuchloi, next to him. So here too, the pasuk may Olav means to turn away from Olav, from what's next to it. Vavor.
So the pareu is the first, is actually, we're not. Pareu means just the beginning. It shouldn't be your derech. And Al Tavar Bo. Is it twice or it's three? It's a whole long step. No, it's a long process here, the pasuk.
Yeah, so I'm looking, one second. So, va'avor, let's just last few words. Va'avor, and then pass. Afilu basamuch, avor va'al teleich bo. So again, like you pointed out in the beginning, the altavor boy and the va'avor are two separate usages, right? The altavor boy was not to go pass in that pathway, and the va'avor is to pass and don't go, pass over it and don't go through it. Of
the samuch, okay. No.
By the samach, of the samach, yeah. What's that? Right. Yes. So it seems that what the Gra is saying is that this pasuk right now is like divided into two stops, right? Pra'eil tavarba is break that derech, like don't break that derech, don't go in that derech. But the second step is to be misrachik even from what's around it. But if you start off straight away from going in that derech plus everything that's around it, which is the kitzoniu to the opposite extreme, like the Rambam describes, then you're not going to succeed. So if the pasuk says, do it in general, right? Do it in a two-step process, which is first deal with, you know, try to stop that thing itself. Don't go on the derech of that type or whatever it is that you're doing.
So until you hold it by the matzav of al-tavar b'afil b'mikr. It shouldn't be your derech, and then you should. That shouldn't be your derech. And then, v'achakach al-tavar b'afil b'mikr.
Right.
You shouldn't even slip up. Then you're holding, that's by the thing itself. Then, right, the same thing like the samuch.
Exactly. That's why the Gaon says, v'achakach, right? The first thing is, right, pro-eo al-tavar boy. Second thing is, I'm sorry, pra'eil, that's the first thing. Charkach, he says, al tavor boy,
even
b'mikra.
Every nechshol on the thing itself.
Right. And then the third thing he says is, acharkach, stay me olav. Right. that you go even, and but he puts these together. Stay may Allah va'avar, he puts together
into
together.
It's the first, they're not even been mikra.
Yeah, but the way he says it is pra'eu, that's like the first step. V'charkach al tavar boy. By the end, he doesn't say stay may Allah and then v'charkach avar. He's really putting them together.
It doesn't just, it doesn't mean have the same two-step process. I don't know, you have different gears.
I don't know what your gears is. What does it say here?
Stay my love, Gamkin lo telich velo savor.
No, I think the way it says samuch lo, gamkin lo telich velo tavor.
Right, that's the same. That's not the same. From before.
What do you mean?
Before he called tafar samalios lachal derech. That's like the halicha. Yeah. And then al tavar b'afil v'mikra, like the halicha and over.
No, because over here the whole thing is talking about the samach. The stei me'olav and the avar are talking about the samach.
I know beforehand it's talking about the thing itself. There's the hoylich, it means
right. But one was tafar melius l'chazayis haderech, and the second one was that don't even pass in it b'mikra.
So I thought that's the lo savor here, not the halicha lo selich v'lo savor. Lo savor doesn't mean b'mikra.
Where does it say lo savor? Only in the beginning of the pasuk.
I have it. Right at the end, the telich below saba. You don't have that.
No, it also doesn't really make sense, this girsa.
The samach also has a little telich below saba.
No, because the lashon of the pasuk is va'avar. Stay me'elah va'avar. So the girsa that I have here seems to make more sense.
Yeah.
Va'avar afilu ba'samuch, avar va'al telich bo. Pass it. And go, don't go on to it.
That's why
I said it's the two separate. The al tavar boy is don't go in, don't pass through that derech. And the stay me'olav vavor is stay away from the samuch loy and pass over it. Like
pass over the samuch.
Pass over the samuch. Don't go on the samuch kvishim either, and on the close roads. Don't go on the things that are coming that are close to it. In other words, don't. Yeah, the second that's the kitzonius that the Rambam describes to break.
What is that motive to this stay me'olav?
I don't know. I don't know what it's motive to it, but it could be. It wouldn't be clear enough. It would just stay me'olav va'avar. You know, I don't know. That's the way the Gro writes it over here. I don't know what the.
It sounds like he's supposed to stay there.
Huh?
It sounds like he's supposed to stay there.
No, Avor is to pass it and don't go that way.
Stay by that Mati.
Stay by that situation.
Oh, you're saying because he doesn't describe coming back to the Derech HaMamutza? Okay, I don't know. We have to see the next Pesukim again. But.
He doesn't talk about coming back.
I guess, you know, that's partial. We have other psukim for that, but you have to use the Derech HaMutza.
Ah,
okay.
Ah,
right, I guess we'll stop here. Okay.